Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
Wildlife Safari Carnivore Supervisor Sarah Roy in here. Good morning.
Hi, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
Well, you guys took on a little extra project a few days ago, kind of at the last minute. Tell us about it.
We did. So last Wednesday, we got a call from a sanctuary up north outside of Scotts Mill, just kind of northeast of Salem, and the fires were headed very quickly in their direction, and they needed a place quick to move. They actually had a total of 76 cats at the sanctuary, but 14 of those were the bigger cats that we deal with.
Wow. And so, I mean, you know, people are watching the fires, and you know what's going on. But when you're a game park, whether it's you guys or them, that's a lot to think about. How do we pull this off? What do we do?
Yeah, you know, luckily, animal people were all so passionate and worked together. So, you know, we got together at Wildlife Safari. We have tiger, lion breeding programs. So we had to figure out space-wise how could we make this work, but we knew that we had to.
So what was the process of them coming down and all of that?
Well, it was a very quick and very long day. The keepers from the sanctuary were absolutely exhausted when they got to us, and it was a full day project. They brought down 14 big cats to Wildlife Safari, which consisted of 5 tigers, 2 lions, 2 cheetahs, and 5 cougars, and we actually ended up unloading them till the very end of the day.
Wow. And so you've got all these new animals there, and I imagine a few of their staff too?
Yeah, their staff has actually been coming down and staying with keepers in the carnivore team and working a couple days at a time, not only caring for their animals, but getting to do a lot of cross training with my team as well, which has been really good for them.
So I don't know much about how tigers and cougars act, but how do the animals that you have respond to suddenly this little influx of other creatures of their kind?
It's been interesting for everybody. We like to think of it as a form of enrichment. You know, we had to get creative with our space, so we actually have a tiger down at our lion building. That was the first time any of our lions had ever seen a tiger, so we definitely got some strange reactions and looks out of our lions, but everybody's settled down. I think everybody's just calm and relieved and know those cats know they're, you know, in a safe place for the time being.
Wow. Any idea how long you're going to be doing this?
So the good word that we've gotten yesterday, the keeper shared with me that the fire actually stayed parallel to the sanctuary about a mile or two away, which is obviously too close for comfort, but never actually crossed into the sanctuary lines. So they're hoping after the smoke clears, we can look at starting to rehome the cats next week.
And obviously, even with the fire staying a ways away, the smoke is probably an issue for the animals as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the smoke is so, we're dealing with it on our end here, at, you know, our level. But with the fires being only a mile or two down the road from the sanctuary, you can imagine how much worse and thick the air quality is there. So we're definitely going to let that settle a little more before we move any cats back up there.
And here we've been telling people to stay inside and do things like that. And some outdoor construction projects have been, you know, delayed and things like that. But when you've got animals like that, you can't just bring them all inside.
Nope, you can't. And, you know, we do have buildings that we bring our lions and tigers in, but they're pretty open. You know, we don't want anything getting too air quality concerned in those buildings. So they do have really good ventilation. We're keeping those cats indoors for now because, you know, they're not familiar with our area. They were pretty nervous and stressed when they got here, but everybody settled in really good.
So the new cats are inside?
They are.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, if people come out, you know, we're still open to the park. Obviously, we've had quite a few cars that are really enjoying the drive-through because you can stay out of the smoke in the car and still enjoy the animals from, you know, the view and the road. And if you do any of the lion and tiger feeds right now, you actually can meet some of those cats that are temporarily housing at Wildlife Safari.
So how do you set that up?
So we have daily encounters 7 days a week at the park, and our lion feeds and tiger feeds are every day at 5 p.m. if people are interested to come see them.
How are the rest of the animals at Wildlife Safari dealing with the smoke?
You know, we can't complain. It's not, you know, our, you know, we're not excited about the air quality right now, and I'm sure they're not either, but everybody is actually doing really good and just kind of getting through it.
Do you notice any differences in behavior, just the way the animals are kind of looking with the situation?
No, you know, that with the cooler temperatures that this has brought in, we're actually seeing a lot more activity with our animals. So they're kind of going about their business and more active than they would be in the heat of the summer that we were expecting right now. So we're actually seeing behaviors that we wouldn't be expecting this time of year.
Interesting. I know one of our relatives mentioned that the other morning their dog did not want to go outside. It just kind of looked outside and turned around and went back in. So, I mean, animals have got a sense that something's going on that isn't normal.
Yeah, and any of the smaller animals, like in the village, that tend to be a little bit more sensitive. You know, we're definitely keeping an eye on them, keeping them indoors if they want to be indoors more, giving them that choice. But, you know, the big drive-through animals, they're pretty hardy. You know, we hope this smoke passes as quickly as possible, but everybody's doing really good.
5 cougars, 5 tigers, 2 cheetahs, 2 lions, just a few extra people in the house.
Yeah, a couple extra mouths to feed.
All right, Sarah Roy from Wildlife Safari, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.